Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It is the 29th day of January 2012. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours on this live Sunday edition. I want to thank you all for joining us. I am particularly focused today, and I will cover all of this news and information in front of us. And I'm going to run down some of that in a moment. But first, I wrote up just in a few minutes before the show just some of the crimes that tie together. And in a project, I'm going to work on a graphic that ties these different pieces of the New World Order together. And then basically you zoom back from it, and it's a big spider sitting on the planet, because that's basically what we're facing. But I have a list of issues here. This is just a small list. I'm going to add a lot more and tie it all together. This is just a brainstorm of the crimes the globalists are committing. I think there's probably about 20 or so. I didn't number these points. We're going to be going over that today and just beginning to tie it together in the organized, global, standardized, scientific dictatorship system that is not in complete control, that is not managing everything, but is close to it and is trying to standardize the entire planet, not to empower humanity, but to absolutely regulate it and control it and shut down the industrial world as we know it, except for high-powered government, university, and corporate reservations. The rest of us will be reduced down to chattel. And it's stated by the UN, by the globalists, by Maurice Strong and many others that they do want to use economic warfare to turn us into chattel. So that is all coming up here today. Aaron Dykes just posted a big article at Infowars.com dealing with a satire piece out of The Onion. Satire article quips, at least 2.3 billion people must die to save the Earth. And I noticed they make jokes about implantable microchips. They make jokes about the NDAA. And then all that does is the people that don't really pay attention is I get emails saying you got that from The Onion. I noticed this years ago and then later discovered that it's actually a government program. They do have CIA and others inside major tabloids. You can look this up. It's been leaked from time to time. That I'll be going through the checkout line, you know, the 18 years or so I've been awake, 17 years on air. And I'll always notice Bat Boy at the Capitol, Bat Boy, you know, the president meets with aliens, president meets with a creature from the Black Lagoon, always something obviously ridiculous. And then around it, real things, governments establishing camps, governments want you to have an implantable chip, polio vaccine had cancer virus in it. And then you read the articles and they're written like jokes next to Bat Boy. So that grandma gets it and thinks, wow, it's all real. And so her son comes home and laughs at her. That's the target audience mainly. And it's all done so yuppies and people can feel official and just almost subliminally pick up those ridiculous headlines mixed in with real stuff like John Edwards caught cheating on his wife. Mixed in with Arnold Schwarzenegger was a Nazi and Fishman to visit Parliament. So they mixed it all in on purpose, and it's been a long-term tactic, and it's just very, very sad. All right. We're going to get into that, but huge news on the Second Amendment front, huge news on the slave factories in China, huge news on Iran, Bill Gates, the economy, it's all coming up.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. This radio broadcast worldwide is the number one hardcore voice of reality and true scientific analysis of what is truly happening on this planet. We are number one when it comes to podcasts, number one when it comes to people listening on the internet and exploding on XM and on the AM and FM dial. In fact, I'm going to have my producers flog me tomorrow if I don't mention these 16 new stations we've got in the last month. I've been meaning to do that all last week, but there's just so much news. And we are reaching now, conservatively, if you add up all the different ways we reach people, YouTube, PrisonPlanet.tv, the nightly news, shortwave, AM, FM, XM, conservatively, 15 million people a week. 15 million people. Rush Limbaugh, it's 22 million, mainly terrestrial radio. 15 million. At this growth rate, within 1 year, we'll be bigger than any U.S.-based political so-called talk show. But, you see, the old dinosaur media, and that includes neocon outfits, still are legends in their own mind. Still have all the regalia and the bling of the self-anointed leaders. I mean, take MSNBC, their top shows rarely hit a million listeners. There are morning radio shows in New York City with more listeners than that, with one affiliate. They are legends in their own mind. The only old media that still has gigantic audiences is talk radio, and we're on talk radio. But we're also dominating on the internet. And I just want to give you that report before we get into the news here. And we're going to have some big articles with all the Google Analytics and StatBrain and Alexa and all of those numbers. We've done these reports periodically, but it's important to give you, the listeners, who are the backbone of this transmission, a report from time to time on how we break down, how many listeners we've got. 15 million is a conservative estimate, and I'm going to have that put together in the next week or two. I'm just so busy hitting the ground running with the 6-day-a-week radio shows from 11 to 2 weekdays central, back 4 to 6 Sundays, the documentary films, the nightly news, the news websites, the analysis, the breaking news, the gearing up our news force here. But this is the danger zone for us. We've had Nightline, New York Times, MSNBC, New York Daily News, Time Magazine, Newsweek, I mean, you name it. Hundreds of establishment, dinosaur, kleptocrat, traitorcrat, traitor stream, Seth stream, Decepticon stream, New World Order, prostitute, sellout, globalist, propagandist hit us with every attack they can. And, of course, it's only made us stronger. So now they've gone back to quasi-ignoring, and it's just they're bleeding out in front of us. They're absolutely bleeding out in front of us. And that's why the system now wants to censor the web openly. They've got more White House cronies, not just Cass Sunstein. The White House regulations are openly calling to shut down websites of those criticizing electric cars. That was even in Dinosaur Media this week. If you're a new listener, Dinosaur, get it, old, extinct media. And there still are some dinosaurs, some species of birds, alligators, crocodiles. They're pre-dinosaur. I mean, so there'll be a place for them in the swamps, eating dead fish and things. I mean, you know, I understand that. But you can't put the genie back in the bottle. And it's a really good sign that they've gone from being arrogant and trying to ignore the real media to now freaking out with the corporate prostitute media, joining forces with the corrupt kleptocrat government, begging them to also censor talk radio. See, if you have a big audience, the system wants to censor you if you're not going along with their propaganda. In fact, Aaron Deitch was pointing out to me, he's got a big report on it. He did one on the Nightly News Friday, that all this Bill Gates propaganda, I mean, I knew it. I knew he was... He owned part of Monsanto and big drug companies and was buying ads on ABC, CNN, all these things that basically act like he may be the second coming of Christ. And that, you know, he when he goes to the bathroom, daisies, you know, fill the toilet bowl. And that, you know, his underarms smell like peaches. And that, again, he only helps the little ladies across the street. You know, not that his dad ran Planned Parenthood or that he's an admitted eugenicist and openly makes jokes about reducing the world population down to almost nothing. And you can pull those videos up. And, or he says, pull the plug on Granny Killer. You can hire 10 teachers. You can pull that up. Just type in what I say. You can type in what I say into a search engine. You can pull it up. But Aaron was pointing out that in plain view on ABC News, there's banners and that it's sponsored by Bill Gates. And then we looked it up and it's admitted on all these channels. He's actually paying for these reports. It's pure product placement. He's paying to go on TV and run these hoaxes that people like Dr. Wakefield is a liar and discredited, when Dr. Wakefield has never agreed that he's a liar and been discredited. And after a decade of his research being confirmed by all these other scientists, they ran a hoax a year ago, and he's now suing the British Medical Journal and others, Dr. Wakefield is, and there's no dinosaur coverage of that. No dinosaur coverage that he's suing them. The journalist that wrote the article, not the paper, for the British Medical Journal. Turns out the British Medical Journal is funded publicly by the very vaccine companies that are losing billions of dollars because people are now finding out that on the insert of the vaccines for MMR, H1N1, regular flu, all of it, it says can cause Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, death, and a host of other neurological disorders. I mean, they're calling him a conspiracy theorist and saying his research is discredited when the inserts pre his studies said it does this as a side effect. Now, the reason I'm going off this before I get into all the news and some huge info I'm going to cover coming up is that I did some research on Wakefield, as he lives here in Austin, and I'm going to be interviewing him soon, probably the first big interview on his lawsuit. And I wanted to do double research on him again before I go to bat for him. And I'd already done it 50 times over. You know, before, I mean, I live this stuff, but I went and spent about 2 hours this morning going back over it. And this is what the corporate prostitute media did. They ran a hoax, kind of like they run hoaxes saying it's the law. You've got to take 50 something vaccines every year. There's no law anywhere. You've got to take vaccines in the United States. Total hoax, but they say it on the news because they're being paid to locally in your town. Radio, TV, all of it. It's on record. Product placement, propaganda placement. They call it behavior placement now. I coined the term police state placement when they're pushing police state. So I did all this research, and I read the reports, and it's like, he is accused of unethical medical experiments on children. And you go read it. Parents with autistic children, they would actually do a colonoscopy at a hospital and get and look at the inflammation to prove it was separate from just saying it's a mental illness. There's something going on in the gut of these autistic children, and to get stool samples and study it. And to find the antibodies for the measles in the MMR shot in their gut. But they spun it with, he was doing unethical things with children. What do you think you do in a study? That's what you do. And since then, it's all been duplicated. That's why his suit's so powerful. Turns out it had been done in government studies before Wakefield did. He didn't even know about it. See, he's hitting so close to the target and is well-spoken and good-looking and he's got all these movie stars behind him. It scared him. So they, and Bill Gates, you know, he's next in all this, by the way. Well, I'm just going to leave it at that. The point is that he gets up on TV and says Wakefield's scum and a liar and all this stuff with anger in his eyes. Because this is a guy who's into eugenics. You can watch him on Bill Moyers talk about it. Getting rid of people. You can type in Bill Gates says vaccines will reduce population. You'll watch him on TED TV. So see, that's how they run these hoaxes. The insert says can cause everything Wakefield talked about. But they're counting on you being stupid and not going and looking for yourself. So they lie to you. Now, I'm going to give you the big news blitz rundown coming up. Huge attacks on the Second Amendment. You name it.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let me just run down some of the news I've got here in my stack. I've already had a little bit of it. And then I am going to go over 28 ways the globalists are openly committing crimes and unconstitutional actions against us. And a lot of these tie into news that's out today. And I just wrote these in about a minute or two right before I went on air today, because I was just thinking about all of the crimes and outrageous garbage going on and how it's getting worse and how historically that's what tyrannies do. They degenerate because the criminals take over and they won't stop their own minions anymore. And the most wicked basically get promoted to the top and compete with each other. And you end up with a hellish situation. And so it's a corrupt, worldly attitude with a scientific, arrogant overlay where the globalists have learned how to manipulate the general population with different scientific tricks. And they think they can get away with anything now. And they say pride goeth before a fall. These elites constantly screw up. They're in control. They control the money supply, the issuance of currency and credit. But they also screw up, and they're not invincible. Sometimes it'd be better if they were, in a way, invincible and knew what they were doing, because they think they know what they're doing. And again, they're in general control, but it's kind of like a captain running a ship on rocks. Okay, he's in control when he does it, but he's still crazy. But here are some of the points I'm going to be going over after I hit some of this news. NDAA, fast and furious, government drug dealing, government experimentation on the population, including killing people on record. Why do you ever trust them when they've been caught thousands of times doing it? Government lying. Elites exempt from laws and taxes. Biggest prison population in the world, period. All over the world they're growing bigger than they've ever been, and the U.S. has the record. In fact, I IM'd it to you, but I didn't see it in my stack. Will you print me that New Yorker magazine article that just came out called America Caged? Thank you. Fluoride, sevenfold bone cancer, brain damage. It accelerates and magnifies all other drugs in the system on record. Forced inoculations, lying about it, all the death and problems from vaccines. GMOs in every study. There's thousands of them in the rats and guinea pigs, but they block human studies. Just total organ failure, heart problems, brain problems, sterilization. Militarization of police, all the telltale signs, the surveillance society, general corruption, all the corruption they're constantly getting caught in, web censorship now being admitted, all the out-of-control spying without warrants, totally illegal. See, the Bill of Rights and Constitution protects you. And once you get rid of it, and similar systems worldwide, it always gets bad. There's reasons those protections are there. And people that always have these excuses for why we should, you know, not do this or not do that, or, oh, just abridge it a little bit, or let's have contempt for the Constitution, like Newsweek and Time Magazine have been having cover stories about, like it caused our problems. They're also scapegoating capitalism. The monopoly men don't like capitalism, folks. They're getting rid of it now. Davos is announcing that. And they're using the fact that the elites don't pay taxes, or very little, to twist it and say, see, raise taxes on those making $100,000 a year. That'll get the rich guy. And somebody making $20,000 a year, yeah, it sounds good. Oh, man, these people are so sick. But I want to say they're sophisticated only by the public not being sophisticated or being lazy, not deciding to decode how they operate, is the only way they get away with this. It's all the ultra-rich that are lobbying constantly for big government because they get the government contracts. In fact, I have a video later, an audio. I'm going to play breaking that down. General corruption, web censorship, spying, technology suppression, what they call disruptive technology, which means anything that the globalists would hurt any of their monopolies or combines. That's big. I mean, they've killed people over that if they won't sell. A national security dictatorship, that whole COG system where they tell Congress they can't see the COG plans when the Congress is the government on record, and finally a copy of NDAA and the National Defense Authorization Act tie into Presidential Decision Directive 51 openly states in the cover page, they gave Congress the synopsis that Congress is abolished and that secret groups will run the government. And I've got articles about that where they're taking over major cities, private corporations are, and suspending the governments and saying you have no rights because you're bankrupt. And it was all done by fraud. You can't suspend people's rights just because a city is bankrupt, just because a corporation comes into the state and says it. Man, we're in trouble. This has all been done in third world countries over and over again and been tested. And now the globalists are going for Europe, the U.S., and wealthy areas of Asia. It's called the New World Order. It's a global corporate dictatorship through fraud. People say, well, let us have a world government, man. It's peace like Star Trek. No, no, no. This isn't where we vote into a world government and it's democratic. This is secret tribunals making the decisions. Continuing here. National security dictatorship globally, environmental takeover, not about the environment. I mean, it's even in my own house, an HEB bag that says all of us should do our part for the environment. Don't use disposable bags. And then now they're banning disposable bags. And whether they're good or bad, the point is this is all about making us do what they say because it's for the environment. While ignoring genetic modification, toxic waste dumping, radiation levels going up all over the world. Now they just raise the levels of isotopes in some cases 100,000 times and just say, well, it's safe now for you. That was in the news a few months ago, but now it's happening globally. In a standardized move, governments are raising what they say is safe radiation. Oh, the TSA doesn't have to test their machines like everybody else does. Oh, you know what? Maybe we'll just have radiology departments not test x-ray machines anymore. I mean, they're actually talking about that. It's like actually poison the river, dump poison everywhere, but then make everybody go, I've got my reusable bag, which they admit is just a post-industrial move to shut down our coal, our energy. I mean, when the city of Austin announced 80% tax hikes on many power users, 2 weeks ago, they said, well, it was actually on the news, radio and TV, playing clips of the city council. They said, hey, you're going to pay more. It's for the earth. You're using too much power. But that's not even the reason. They allowed big mega corporations to come in and shut down all the city-owned utilities and smaller companies so they could then shut down their competition and just jack up prices and just say, hey, it's for the earth. While they have tax incentives on record to move General Motors factories to China and Brazil and Romania, tens of billions of dollars of your bailout money to them, to move out of the country, and China gets 3 new coal plants a week, we get nothing. By the way, when Obama shut down that pipeline to bring oil from Canada to the U.S., it turns out Berkshire Hathaway has the train contract, Bloomberg reported, to ship the oil to the west coast of Canada and ship it to China. The globalists are shutting off our energy. They're not Americans. They're shutting America off. They own the investments overseas.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
See, you're brought up in school and you're taught everything's free market, and when something's privatized, there's bids that are put out, and then companies go put out the bids, and whoever has the best price and the best quality, they get the government bid. No, the truth is, politicians are funded from the time that they're city council people are even lower in the chain on boards, and the system comes and finds who is the most corrupt, and their wives get jobs at the companies they sell out to, their sons get jobs, their husbands get jobs, and many times now they even insider trade and give government contracts directly at the state, local, and federal level to companies their family owns. And when they get caught in 2011, 2012, I showed you the article last week, CBS News, Congress allowed to insider trade. Of course, I checked the law. It's totally illegal. Congress people went to jail for that 20 years ago. Not now they don't. It's a national security dictatorship. And you notice everything's circling the drain now. You notice suddenly the prosperity's leaving. You notice suddenly everything's going up in price because they're devaluing the dollar. Because they are shutting down all their competition. They're shutting down the market. I mean, I told you 5 years ago when the decisions were made and announced, back when Bush was in, I said, if you live in Austin, Texas, it's one of the few cities that's been totally taken over by these people. Regardless of who even gets in office federally, you're going to be paying more for power because Austin signed on to the UN agreement to shut down power plants around it and to only let big globalist companies sell power. And so they go out with a straight face and say, the average person will only have a 40% increase. Last year it was 20. But some will have an 80% increase. And we need this for a budgetary shortfall. No, that's another lie. People just think that the money just goes to run the city. No, it goes, most of it goes to the company that's doing the service. It's not privatization. And then libertarians, many of them aren't sophisticated enough to know the difference between a real privatization and a fascist insider crony capitalist scam. See, racketeering and organized crime is the standardization and legalization and is a global revolution by the criminal class against free humanity. And all I do is read their white papers, their books, their communiques, and it's all public. They operate like you are lobotomized idiots. Because they've taught in school and in this culture that it is a virtue not to care. That it is a virtue, I mean, adults, people in business look at you like a weirdo if at dinner you try to bring up to them power generation and the history of electricity and how markets work. Or if you bring up to someone what sodium fluoride is bad for you, and they start laughing, and you say, no, let me pull up some studies for you. Let me explain sodium fluoride. You just type in sodium fluoride cancer, and you'll get major medical journals. They've known it for hundreds of years. And they just go, man, you're weird. You, like, know stuff. A lot of times people are, like, awe-inspired that someone knows about stocks and bonds, or someone knows about the periodic table, or that you know about anything. It's like you're a kook to be informed. Folks, our country was founded by people that were into speaking four or five languages, including Latin, and who discovered and harnessed electricity, Benjamin Franklin, and who... all of them were inventors and scientists and into being incredibly intelligent, and they weren't showing off. You read a 1777, 78 newspaper, I have a gigantic vocabulary and can even speed read, and I have trouble reading an average newspaper, and literacy was higher in the 1770s than it is now. You know who the rock stars were? They were inventors. You know who the rock stars were? They were the scientists. And the public wanted to be like that. And the whole world marveled at the United States, invented almost everything. And if you got, and they weren't wimps either. Everyone was very polite because if you slighted someone, they'd say, step outside. You want swords or pistols, pal? And if the person wouldn't retract the statement, they'd walk up and slap them across the face and say, you will come outside. So I don't, you know, men nowadays think it's not manly to understand knowledge. There's nothing more manly. It's the essence of being a man. It's the essence of being a woman. It's the essence of being a human. It's the essence of an awake, conscious person. And ladies and gentlemen, I only give you a fraction of my knowledge, and it's all public source. If I told you my full understanding of this, I can see the entire architecture of the New World Order. I have immersed myself so deeply in it. I have studied them. And I'm here to tell those that serve it, even at high levels. Most of you, I've studied you, were picked because you're competitive, you're highly intelligent, but you're compartmentalized, you're specialist. I'm a general knowledge person, a wide spectrum, a full spectrum. you are signing on to something that is going to destroy you as well. This hyper crazy eugenics dominant system is undoubtedly going to either destroy this species or bring us awfully close to it. And when you respond to the establishment with simple facts like, hey, we'd better look at what you're doing. In the case of weaponized viruses, and they giggle and laugh about it. I mean, Dick Cheney wrote public policy papers in 2000. One of them was Rebuilding America's Defenses. It's public. Just type Rebuilding America's Defenses white paper. And they say, we're getting the race-specific weapons ready. We got to have the media prepare the public for their use. Oh, man. Oh. And I usually attack the Austin American Statesman. One of three national papers that actually wrote editorials against it was the Austin American Statesman. So I got to commend that. Broken clocks are occasionally, you know, right, as you know, twice a day. But these people are so confident that that's going to be their downfall. And I've gone from hating the globalists and being disgusted by them to now just I'm just bewildered in my knowledge that they're stunted. They're able to carry out these anti-human destructive activities, so they're in dominant position as psychopaths, sociopaths, twisted people. And I've studied civilization. In every culture, psychopaths, when they get in control, build like a snail grows a certain type of shell or a plant, you know, goes towards the heat and the sun. It's a tropism. You know, ducks quack, sharks bite. Fish swim. It's a tropism. Men fight. Women preen. Women love. Women nurture. It's a tropism. And they build architectures. And now with advanced technology, it's like a mutating architecture, but I see like Eskimo art, Inuit art, where it has the multi-face variant every angle you look at it. I see all the past generations of it and how it all intertwines like a kaleidoscope, like a carousel, and every permutation, I'm able to predict now what they're going to do. And they've got supercomputers that do it as well, and idiot savants that handle future predictive systems. They're on 50-year and 20-year and 10-year and overall 100-year programs. Zbigniew Brzezinski and other top globalists admit that. And now I can think of their program, once I discover a new piece of it, and use their NSA search engine Panopticon to look into what they're doing, and sure enough, what I have envisioned them doing, I will find word for word in their own public white papers, but from their twisted perspective. And it is unbelievable. I mean, I cannot even begin to describe to you, ladies and gentlemen, that what we're seeing is the formation of a truly false artificial habitat that the globalists have built for the general public. That is a slow straitjacket boa constrictor kill grid, but I can see the permutations within it, the blowback on the elite and the rest of it. It's going to kill everybody.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep
penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a new listener, I would suggest that you go online. You can buy the DVDs at InfoWars.com and watch them in high quality. But if not, they're all free on thousands of video services. Endgame, Terror Storm, or you can go to some of my newer films like Obama, Deception, Fall of the Republic. You can watch films I made 13, 14, 15 years ago, Police State 2000, America Destroyed by Design. Go watch one of those films and that were seen as off the charts insane at the time, and then now look at the way we live. People see these films today and are blown away. They say, my gosh, this guy predicted everything. I didn't predict anything. The social engineers, see, this planet isn't run by the best looking. It isn't run by the person that's the smartest at building the best computer chip. It's run at the people that know how to use government and systems to take control of that. It's run by Ponzi scheme operators who learned how to get people to accept their fiat money. And once private banks get control of your country and can issue the currency like the private Federal Reserve, it's over. People are like, well, why do they want to wreck the economy then? Because they want to consolidate it. Because the globalists made a deal with the Chinese, and the Chinese communists took the deal to use their population as slaves, to reduce their population as part of the eugenics agreement. They sent Ambassador George Herbert Walker Bush over there, who'd run the Native American program in the 70s. He was a rock star of eugenicists. He got over half the Native Americans sterilized. Just type in Native American sterilized at reservations, 1970s. So they sent him to China before Nixon went, and they publicly said, put in a one-child policy, reduce your population, we will ship all the industry here, and in turn, our plan is to leverage out all free market competition and drive down wages there. We want an impoverished, controlled population. And now you hear that. Oh, austerity's cool. You go to Whole Foods, there's all these magazines about how cool it is to be poor, how cool it is to have nothing, how great it is to pay more for your power bill. I mean, our own city council, where I'm broadcasting you to from Austin, said, hey, we want to massively increase your power. It's for the earth. No, it's for scumbag criminals that have taken control. It's called austerity. It's done in every third world country by the IMF and World Bank, holding companies for the globalists. And so they're able to shut you down. The real power is in monopolies. The real power is in the green police coming in your house. They're not going to get in trouble for a big company, with Bill Gates owning Monsanto, with corn that produces its own pesticide where the bugs die if they eat it, but then they just say it's safe for you to eat, but it causes organ failure in all the studies with the rats. That's not an environmental problem. No. The carbon dioxide you exhale, that's the problem, and you're the problem. You can pull Bill Gates up saying, humans are bad because they exhale carbon dioxide. TED TV, pull it up. It's all over the place. Bill Gates admits the reducing population. Type it in. Watch him. Bill Gates says it's that, what do they call it? That death panels are real. Bill Gates calls for death panels. That's the name of the video. Go watch it. He's just one of these little sickos that think of you as dumb animals. And you know what? When you act like it, that only validates what they're saying and doing. But here's the deal. I'm not a dumb animal. I know what you're doing. And I'm not an immoral control freak scumbag. And I'm not going to join you. Even though there's been entrees into that many times. You can kill me right now. I will never join you. I will never sign on to what you do. I will never commit suicide either. I love life so much, I'm ready to lay my life down. You got that? It's not just for my children. I love everybody's children so much that I've signed my whole family onto this, and I'm fearless. Whatever comes, I'm in God's hands. You can't threaten me because I am beyond driven. I have seen reality, I have seen what you're doing, and I want humanity to survive and thrive, and I'm not going to be part of what you're doing. And all of you listening out there, ladies and gentlemen, you know in your gut I'm right. And your gut is not your gut. Your gut is your subconscious, conservatively 100 times or more powerful than your conscious mind. You already know all of this. You already know I'm telling you the truth. Trust but verify, as Ronald Reagan said. Go look into what I've told you. Listen, I've been screaming for at least 15 years about government programs worldwide to weaponize every zoological virus or bacteria so we can attack humans, and human-to-human transmitted diseases as well. And here's the London Independent today. Research into mutant flu must go on. Scientists dismiss U.S. groups' fear the creation of airborne H5N1 virus could inspire bioterrorism. Ladies and gentlemen, they've airborne weaponized Ebola. They've airborne weaponized hundreds of flus, mouse pox that kills 99% of any mammal species they design it for. And the government of Australia, under UN directive, put the blueprint to build it easily for about $200,000 on the internet 5 years ago. Now, the globalists are doing all this so there's plausible deniability once this stuff gets released. And I don't know how long we've got. We may have 10 years. We may have 16 minutes. I know the British government on record, Plainview, got caught launching a foot-and-mouth zoological attack on sheep and cows, on bovine, in 2000. I said it was a government op. And then it came out on the news a year later, small footnotes, BBC, London Guardian, that indeed it was a government laboratory. But they said it must have been animal rights activists within it that are against domesticated animals. You think animal rights activists stole that out of a level 4 bioweapons lab and dispersed it over several hundred sites in a matter of a day, and that it popped up simultaneously all over the UK? No, that was done on an industrial scale. That's how I knew it was government. That it was more fast-acting, I went and looked up, put in mouth, had veterinarians on, Did my research. I live in the real world. I don't know who's in the playoffs right now with the NFL. Or has even gotten to the Super Bowl. I don't know all that. I'm sorry. I'm not a man. I'm not tough. But I do know about stuff that can kill my whole darling family. And my sweet little three-year-old. Every time I look at her, I want to cry. And I do know there's only a matter of time. Because the globalists have promised to release this stuff. Now, the first wave is probably only going to kill a few million people because I've studied them. They want to use that to practice, to beta test mistakes they make and to pose as the saviors. So when they release the big attack, they can shell the public on giving up all of their rights under a medical dictatorship for the big attack that comes after. They may do it in three rounds, each one getting worse. They may do it in one big one. Remember, I'm able to guess what they're going to do by studying them to such a point that I did say the government would launch a bio attack on 9/11. I said there's a bio attack has been launched, I believe, and it could probably be something like anthrax, and it'll be used to ram through more police state. And it's on record, the September 11th broadcast. It's on the line, and September 12th, and the ADL September 12th attacked me and had the quote. It's what they're saying is the ADL. Nothing about Jews in my statement, but the ADL attacked me. I guess that's a good group to paint you with tar. And said, Alex Jones says the government's released a bioweapon. And it'll happen. We'll see it the next month. I mean, I knew because in the Rand Corporation documents that were public and the preconditioning I saw on the news, I noticed that there was some anthrax pre-hyping. See, how do I know when Coca-Cola's coming out with a new flavor? You see the ads. You know when Dodge is coming out with a new car because you see the ads. I mean, it's marketing. I'm a media person. And there was marketing pre-9/11, getting us ready to give up our rights and a new way of life. There was marketing on the anthrax issue. I mean, they think you're so dumb, folks. They do marketing campaigns in front of you. And they've got marketing campaigns about bioweapon releases that are going to happen and that the world will never be the same. And they've got to take all our rights away once this happens and that the world government will save you from the bio attack. But that it's also good that there's going to be a bio attack and that we're going to all die because it's for the earth. And we're going to cover that coming up in the next hour. There's an article at Infowars.com. There's all these real globalist statements about wanting to release a bioweapon to kill everybody, as I've been covering the last few weeks. But then The Onion comes out with satire to make fun of it so that now when we talk about it, yuppies think it's cute and make a joke out of it and say you heard that in The Onion. So Aaron Dykes will be in studio with us. I want to play a TV piece that's being shown to British school children where they teach everybody you're not going to have a good standard of living anymore, so you understand why they want to shut our economies down worldwide. And I haven't even gotten into the news. And I'm not even sure if I'm going to take calls on this Sunday edition because I've got so much I want to talk about. I haven't even gotten into the crimes of the New World Order yet and their master plan. But more and more, the news is secondary to who is in control. Certified psychopathic control freaks that want you dead.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.